This is Mike Brute at the Warren Group bringing you our Connecticut Home Sales Data Report for November 2019. During the month, there were 2,490 single-family homes sold across the state, a 4.9% increase from November 2018. At the same time, the median single-family home price rose 3.2% on a year-over-year basis to $258,000. Condo sales increased 4.1% on a year-over-year basis with 706 transactions, while the median sale price rose 13.3% to $170,000. Joining us now to shed some light on the Connecticut real estate market is the Warren Group CEO, Tim Warren. Thanks for joining us, Tim.
Yeah. Happy New Year to you,
Happy
Mike.
New Year. Happy 2020.
Yeah, we're in the full force of winter now, huh?
So the median single-family home price has now increased on a year-over-year basis for five consecutive months. That's looking back to November. Do you expect single-family homes to continue this streak and finish 2019 off on a strong note?
Yes, I'd say probably yes. You know, I think we'll see median prices for single-family homes continue to inch up for the next few months anyway. You know, the first half of 2019 saw modest decreases in the median price, but then starting in July, things really improved in Connecticut. Earlier in the year, there had been concern about a possible recession after several years of economic growth, and people were a little pessimistic. But votes to lower interest rates by the Federal Reserve Board perked up the economy, I think, and it made consumers more optimistic about the future. Lower interest rates also made homes more affordable, too. And the other factor is that the inventory of homes available for sale has decreased in some places in Connecticut. Now, lower supply and continued strong demand have pushed up prices a bit. The number of homes sold has increased in each of the past 3 months, so we know that consumers are out shopping for homes. It's just a question of whether they'll find what they want and be willing to pay what they have to pay. You know, job growth, a strong stock market, and lower interest rates are all factors that lead to a slow but steady improvement in the real estate market in recent months. I don't see a change in those factors in the coming months.
Now, looking at the condo market, over the last 3 years, the number of condo sales during the month of November has seen a significant uptick over historical trends. Do you think it's safe to say that condos are becoming a new favorite for Connecticut homebuyers?
Well, you know, it could very well be. November was a very good month for condo market in Connecticut. You know, sales bumped up 4.1%, and November sales exceeded 600 for the third straight year in a row. Now, even more impressive was the growth in the median price for condos. The condo median price in November jumped up 13.3%. Not since 2013 have we seen any month with a gain that high. And it's also the third month in a row that we saw a gain. So I think condos are on an upswing. Perhaps first-time home buyers are getting into the market after cautiously sitting on the sidelines for the past few years.
Well, thank you, Tim, and thanks to everyone for joining us. This has been your Connecticut Home Sales Data Report for November 2019. If you'd like more information about The Warren Group, look us up on social media or visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com.